Your favorite players from two Cowboys championship teams sign free autographs at Pocutt's Football All the Way. Saturday, September 11th from 10 to 6 at Arlington Convention Center. From Coors Light and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
6:17 is the time. Good evening, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we are out in McKinney today at Lone Star 49. The FINA station at Tennessee and Irwin, where you have about 13 more minutes to get in line for Buck 31 gas. Cobra is out here with us. The remainder of the crew is back at the mothership, consisting of Danny Paul, Kevin Scott with the Ticket Ticker, Psycho Dave at the helm, Barb Smith with Trafico, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, and Dave in acquisitions. And we've got about 45 minutes ourselves left tonight. We are here until 7 o'clock. So hang with us. Tune in. The concert calendar we still have to go. Right now it is 6:18 on the ticket.
Listen, how many?
Negative four people. Like Community Quick Hits.
Negative.
That
community
can't be correct.
Quick Hits.
No, can't be correct. Let's have a recount.
Who are we to judge?
Hits. Negative nine people like.
We're losing.
We better get on
negative
with
people.
We better get
community
on with this.
Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits.
What instrument
today?
How do you go
today?
From negative four to
guitar
to negative nine?
Hey, I'm just reading the meter, man.
That means...
Wow, that's a huge applause for the negative four. Thank you. Let me just, before we get into the big story of community quick hits.
That means absolutely nobody's listening, minus nine.
Right. It's weird.
It is.
We know that. Last night...
I'm just reading the meter. Don't
ask
me to
explain.
I know.
Last night on this very same segment, we had issues with the Palace of Wax, the Wax Museum.
No, we didn't. I didn't have any problem with it because I like the Wax Museum, and I see the benefits of it.
We are using the Royal We right now, if we may.
Well, you know what? Don't do that when it concerns me.
He does it.
That's him.
Well, I ripped the Wax Museum. I'm not a big fan of it.
Quota.
Not a huge fan of it. So I got this email. Hi, Corby. My name is Tim, and I'm the general manager at Louis Tussaud's Palace of Wax in Ripley's Believe It or Not in Grand Prairie.
Oh, dear.
I am a longtime P1 and enjoy listening to The Hard Line each evening during the ride home.
Boy, can you imagine how his little sphincter must have tightened up as he read that first sentence?
Corby, I am one of your biggest fans, and I believe you and Danny... absolutely make the show entertaining with your antics.
Okay, well, you lost a little bit of credit.
I tried unsuccessfully to get through last night during your community quick hit segments about the Wax Museum. While you still managed to entertain me while you bash my attractions, I feel you have the wrong perception of the Palace of Wax. We're a family venue with awesome exhibits such as Hollywood that features such stars as Jennifer Lopez, Britney Spears, and Brad Pitt. We have a great wax likeness of Tiger Woods, and our newest exhibit is the cast from the popular movie series Lord of the Rings. We've been in the Metroplex since 64, and more than 250,000 people visit our attractions every year. I invite you, Greg, Mike, Danny, and the rest of the Hardline crew, with your spouses, out to visit the Palace of Wax in Ripley's Believe It or Not, and I guarantee you that you will enjoy your experience.
Oh, nice.
Please contact me to accept my offer, and I will place complimentary tickets at the box office for you and your guests. Thanks for your time, and keep up the good work. Tim, General Manager.
God, what a nice guy.
Let me say this to Tim. I accept. I accept.
Snape.
I haven't been there since I was about 10 years old. I said some pretty damning and scathing things about your place there, your business, and I will reevaluate with a grand tour of the House
of Wax. We should go out there and do the show out there.
Not a bad idea.
Just go out there and do the show from the Wax Museum.
Maybe I can go wireless and talk to some of the figures.
Maybe you can.
The hard line.
Maybe you could.
Anyway, so, yes, Tim, I accept, and I will contact you, and we will head out there in the near future. Now, tonight is the biggest night of the year for South Dallas. Would you agree?
And the boo-boo.
And the what?
Well, in the fall.
And the boo-boo.
For Oak Cliff.
Oak Cliff. Okay, I get those confused.
No, don't get them confused.
Because tonight is Carter versus Kimball.
Yes.
Why are they playing that so early in the year?
The Super Bowl of Oak Cliff.
I don't know.
Why they play that so early in the year?
Don't you remember what happened last year when we were talking about this game? The athletic director of the DISD got on the phone with us.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
And?
Or somebody did. Maybe I'm getting it confused with one other time. I remember when we had him on, but it seems like it was later in the year.
It was either him or Pig Boy and Mesquite.
No, it wasn't Pig Boy in the
Somebody Maybe we need though. One of the gladiators to call in.
And what'd he say?
Well, he explained to us, number one, why they play it at this time of the year. That being that it's not a district game anymore.
How are they not in the same district?
Here's a better question. How are they not in the same classification?
Is 1-4 and 1-5?
Yeah, Carter's what? 5, Kimball's 4.
I thought Kimball's 5.
Yeah. No, Kimball's 4.
You're kidding me. Kimball's a 4A school?
They are the number 3 4A team in the area.
Wow.
They're very, very good this year. And Carter is the number 5 5A team or something like
so
that.
So this is going to be a hell of a game then, because who was it? Well, Kimball was down for a few years, weren't they? Well, they weren't really that good?
Well, no, Carter was down.
Okay, Carter was down.
Carter fell off, and, you know, Kimball always kind of bobs along, but they've never really achieved the lengthy streak of sustained excellence like Carter did some years back.
The year that Carter won state, I have never seen so many good football players on one team in my whole life. Did you see him play that year, runs, 88 team?
No, but Kimball's never had anything quite like that. I didn't see him, but, I mean, judging what you said and everything that I read about him, I mean, it does seem like an awesome team. But here's what I don't get about this game. Why, and I know the answer to this, too, because it was explained to us, why is this at Lowe's Field?
That game should be played at Texas Stadium or...
Does it not? Well, what's that seat?
Well,
4,000 or 5,000?
More than Sprague. Parking's easier. It's just an easier situation for them to conduct a game of this magnitude than at Sprague.
Where do you think it should be played?
Well, I think it should be at Sprague. I think they should fight through whatever they have to fight through and play the Super Bowl of Oak Cliff in Oak Cliff.
So you don't think they should play it at like a bigger venue like Texas Stadium?
I think the Super Bowl of Oak Cliff should be in Oak Cliff Stadium, which is Sprague.
Well, is this like, will this just be nut to butt all the way around? I mean, did everybody in Oak Cliff go to this game?
Yes, they will. They will.
Have you been in 100 years?
No, I haven't been in a long, long time, but I know enough about it to know that anybody with any sort of recent affiliation with those two schools, if you've got a kid that goes there, if you've had a kid that goes there, these two schools have fans. You know, these two schools have people who aren't affiliated with either one, didn't go there themselves, never had anybody that went there, but they're just fans of Carter, fans of Kimball.
Community.
Yeah.
It's their community
thing. And between those three things, people who, you know, have kids there or people who went there themselves or people who have people there and you know, people who are just fans. All of those people will go there, and then Lowe's Field will be absolutely full.
Now, will there be any white people there?
I don't know, maybe a few white prizes.
What? Probably not, but then again, I mean, it's predominantly black schools. Why would you have white people there?
Well,
I think they're discriminating.
Tell you what, I'd like to go.
I'd love to go see that
scene. I'd love to go see it just because you know that they're just going to be, it's going to be a terrific game. They're both ranked.
I would imagine Kimball's got a few white kids in it. Carter, I don't know about. But Kimball, I would imagine, has a few white kids in it. Not many.
The year that Carter won one state, I saw them play about four games that year just because I heard how good they were, and I went and saw them play in the semifinal, the quarterfinals or regionals, and I was so blown away that I started following them around.
Who was their quarterback?
Every week. Robert Hall.
The guy that went to Tech?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's him.
Yeah, they had Jesse Armstead, and Gary Edwards, and Derek Evans, and just Lachey Mattson.
Didn't they have a badass running back, too?
Several of them.
Went to A&M, maybe? I can't remember.
Yeah, it was Greg Hill.
Yeah.
God. Even with all those athletes, even as great as they all were, Jesse Armstead was still head and shoulders above everybody else.
Really?
He was that good.
Above Derek Evans?
Yes, he was. Because he was that good. I've never seen anybody that was that big, that could run that fast, and just absolutely, when he hits you, just separates you from your equipment.
Well, they have Carter and Kimball have the two top defensive linemen in the state. Carter's got this guy named Vincent Williams, who's committed to A&M. And Kimball's got
maybe rethinking that after last night.
No, he's not. He knows that by the time he gets there, Coach Fran will have things rolling.
And Kimball's got the number one ranked defensive lineman in the country.
In the nation.
DeMarcus Granger.
Yeah. I've heard about him.
Who is leaning towards Oakley Homer.
He'll rethink that.
You think?
Yeah.
It's probably a bad decision to go up there.
Yeah.
It's a terrible decision.
He needs to stay within these boundaries.
That would be a career wrecking decision for him.
I'm gonna go tonight, and Danny, I want you to go with me, and I want us to wear like the Bee Gees all white suits. You know, that they wore on the Saturday Night Fever album cover.
Right. How much?
We have big feathered hair.
Yes. Let's just wear T-shirts that say "White People Rock"
or "White Power." How about that?
No, I'm not wearing that. Good Lord, that's not where I was going.
Tell you what, I'll pony up a bunch of money
for
if you go in there and wear like a Lynyrd Skynyrd shirt
with the
Rebel Flag,
the Rebel
on
Flag
it.
Headband.
Yeah,
or maybe the Bruce Willis sandwich board.
Oh my God. I don't think so. I'm gonna pass on the Bruce Willis sandwich board.
Now, let me ask you this, Ron. Do these get violent? I mean, like in the scene afterwards?
Like in the stands?
Yeah.
I don't think they have in the past because we would have talked about it.
No, there have been incidents.
There have?
There have been.
That's a shame.
Of course, because some people just can't, they can't go and have a good time. They got to ruin it for everybody.
Right.
By the way, DeMarcus Granger, he is 6'3", 330, and he runs a 4.9.
God.
6'3", 330.
It's probably about as quick.
Oh, yeah.
As you
course.
Can. Yeah.
What is Vincent Williams?
6'5", 275.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine having to try to block somebody that good in high school?
I'm challenging DeMarcus Granger right now to a one-on-one fight.
Okay.
If he is
willing to take out a high school kid.
Oh, of course. Okay. I mean, I'm 34.
You know what? Maybe
it's just a kid.
Maybe we can do that at fight night.
Can you imagine? I fight a 6'3", 330-pound, number one defensive lineman in the country.
That runs a 4.9 40.
Right. Do you know how much I would be running and not yelling "we" as I was running? And how the nipple tassels would not be spinning?
So, Runs, are you pulling for the old alma mater tonight?
I am. I always do. That's right. I'm going to have my scarlet and navy nipple tassels working tonight.
Oh God, this whole segment has been but noise pollution back there. Because Psycho's having to push the buttons, but Danny is directing, and it has not been good. Exhibit A.
That's my new favorite drop.
Exhibit A, right there.
What
that.
Is that?
I don't know.
It sounds like Drego sanding a boat. Back and forth.
Is that the end of that promo?
I think so.
God, it is Friday.